Trade Center after the 9/11 attacks. The New York Daily News had told the tear-jerking story of Cesar Borgia a few weeks earlier in an article claiming that when the Twin Towers fell, Borgia rushed to Ground Zero and started working long days there. Now he was dying of a rare lung disease, a result, the Daily News suggested, of his having volunteered to work months of 16-hour shifts in the rubble, breathing in clouds of toxic dust. Senator Hillary Clinton seized on the 9/11 victim's story, parading Officer Borgia's 21-year-old son at the State of the Union address. She even sent President Bush a letter, made available to the press, inviting him to meet Officer Borgia's son, at the same time requesting more federal funding for New York's emergency workers. The federal money allocated thus far, she said, was only a down payment in repaying our debt to those who came to assist us in our hour of need. She asked the president to honor Officer Borgia's memory and those who had lost loved ones as a result of the 9/11 attacks. Bush met with Officer Borgia's son and agreed to the additional federal funding for those suffering non-specific health problems related to the 9/11 attack. Senator Clinton then released another letter, noting our responsibility to take care of those who took care of us, those who, she said, selflessly risked their lives and their health at Ground Zero.